avoiding the statement of this is for Pesach. There is a halacha that's not very well known and publicized, even though it's recorded in the Talmud and brought down in all the Peskim in great discussion. And that is regarding how we speak of Pesach products. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis writes that it is forbidden to say regarding an animal that this meat, meaning the animal, is for Pesach. Why? Because we all know that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, we were makriv, we brought a sacrifice called the Karban Pesach. Every Jew had to bring it, had to bring a Karban Pesach for Pesach. And if a Jew would say, this animal is for Pesach, the onlookers, the hearers, may understand that he is now sanctifying this animal for the Karban Pesach. And if he now goes ahead and eats it, he's considered to be eating kachim outside of the temple, which is a very grave sin. Based on this Gemara, it's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch in the Mechaber, chapter 469, halacha 1, and in the Alter Rebbe, chapter 469, halacha 1 through 2, that it's forbidden for one to say regarding any animal or bird, whether alive or slaughtered, that this meat is for Pesach, and rather one is to say, this meat is for Yontif. This prohibition extends likewise to pieces of meat or pieces of chicken and poultry. Then one is not allowed to say this meat or chicken is for Pesach, and rather he's to say this meat is for Yontif. As one may think, the observer may think, that he is sanctifying the worth of this meat to purchase the Pesach sacrifice. And once again, if he later eats it, it seems like he is doing me'ilah, he is benefiting from kachim. Furthermore, writes the Alter Rebbe there, that one is not to tell a messenger, go buy me, take this money and buy me meat for Pesach. But rather he is to say, buy me meat for Yontif. Regarding items, foods other than meat. So min adin, it is mutter to say regarding other foods. This is for Pesach, such as regarding fish or any other food, as the suspicion does not apply regarding these things. Nevertheless, the Alter Rebbe records an opinion, who is machmir to avoid this statement by all foods and all items. And the Alter Rebbe therefore concludes that it is proper to suspect for this opinion and to avoid saying the above statement of this is for Pesach regarding any item other than matzahs or kernels that are things that are used for the matzahs and hence need to be guarded from chametz. Regarding b'dieved, if one said the statement, the Alter Rebbe records in the Shulchan Aruch a dispute. Some poskim hold b'dieved, it's not a problem. You said it about anything, whatever it was, an animal, a piece of meat, another item. It's always mutter to benefit and eat the item b'dieved, even though you said this is for Pesach. However, the Alter Rebbe records a second opinion, who rules that if one said this is for Pesach on a goat or sheep, including goat meat or sheep meat, such as lamb chops, then it's forbidden forever for him to eat it, whether on Pesach, before Pesach, or after Pesach. It actually assers the meat. Practically, the Alter Rebbe concludes that it's proper to suspect for their opinion and prohibit the consumption of goat or sheep meat on which it was said this is for Pesach. However, the following exceptions apply. In a case of great loss or great need, one may be lenient to eat it, as well as one may always be lenient in all cases to sell the meat and benefit from the proceeds of the sale. Likewise, the prohibition b'dieved only applies regarding one's own personal meat that he owns, or if one has no ownership over it, even though he said regarding goat or sheep meat, this is for Pesach, if he doesn't yet own it, then the prohibition doesn't apply. So to summarize, one is to try to avoid saying this is for Pesach regarding anything, any food, any item, and rather should get used to saying this is for Yontif. The actual prohibition, however, applies specifically towards meat or poultry. That one is not allowed to say regarding meat or poultry, this is for Pesach. Rather, he must say this is for Yontif. B'dieved, if you went ahead and said so, then by sheep meat or by goat meat, he is to be stringent and it is forbidden for him to eat on Pesach unless it is a time of great need or great loss. And in all cases, he may sell this meat. Thus, based on this, practically, giving a shopping list to someone for Pesach foods, one should not write, buy this for Pesach, or this is a Pesach shopping list. Rather, one should write, this is a purchase list for Yontif. One must pay special attention when purchasing lamb chops for Pesach, not to say, buy the lamb chops for Pesach, not to use the words for Pesach, but rather for Yontif. And if one went ahead and already said this statement, then if it was already bought, such as he told someone in the family, go put the lamb for Pesach in the freezer, you have to speak to a Rav regarding what to do with this meat, b'diavad. Or regarding other types of meat, as we said before, b'diavad, it's all okay.